You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am now joined on the program. I'm going to have a lovely little korero with Ursula Carlson. Ursula, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You just asked me about how cold it was in Dunedin. Yep. How cold is it up where you are?
I think this morning when I woke up, it was 6. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm not leaving for a month.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not built for this. I guess, you grow up in Africa, there's just a certain level of coldness that cannot be tolerated, and that's it.
Yeah.
Anything under 10 is just not right.
Well, then you'll love it when you come down to Dunedin.
As long as it's December.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Exactly. Well, by then, we're warming up. We're defrosting.
Oh, good. I've done Dunedin in winter. Not a fan.
No.
And it feels like the whole CBD is just in the shade, which really adds to it. You walk through that octagon, and when the wind cuts through, it's like, I don't know who designed this, but could we put a few more buildings at the end there to break the wind?
I know. You should see it on the student campus. They've essentially created a wind tunnel. And when I was a student, I'd be walking to classes, and sometimes I'd just have to stop because I was scared that the wind was going to blow me over.
Yeah, see, I've never had that problem, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of surface area for the wind and the chill to just cling on to, and I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan at all.
You heard it, DCC, fix that.
Yeah, we'll design a few new buildings.
Exactly. You are on the program today to chat about your upcoming tour, Fatty on a Yacht. Yes. Very exciting stuff. Now, straight off the bat, your promotional poster for this one features you on what I presume is a yacht, or at least a small boat. And
it's a yacht.
It is a yacht.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a cowboy-esque hat. Do you like country music?
I do. And I used to live in Texas.
Oh.
So before, I didn't really have I didn't really have an opinion on country music.
Hmm.
And then I moved to Texas as a student and older student. I won't get into it. And then everything is just, even if you listen to the rock stations, there's like 50 minutes of country, 10 minutes of rock, and then 50 minutes, kind of just get into it. And it's sort of, it's more than just the music. It's a whole vibe that they have.
Mm.
And I used to go to this place called Midnight Rodeo, where we do line dancing. It was a time in my life. And it's really stuck, and I like it.
I want to do some line dancing.
It's so good. I loved it. The whole atmosphere. And people were so friendly, like this was back in the day where I still sent my mom a fax once a week. I'll explain that to you guys. and then the lady at the shop, at the internet, she said, you don't have any family here, do you? And I go, no. And she goes, well, 4th of July weekend's coming up. You're coming to us. And both the kids did rodeo. And we went, it was the best time.
So, oh, my God.
Went to country. Short answer.
Amazing. Now, the show is about not fitting in and instead choosing to stand out and laugh about it anyway. Is the show built around anecdotes of your life in those kind of specific moments?
Well, I mean, the whole thing started because I missed the brief. A friend said I should go with her on this boat, and in my head I thought it's a tinny. We're just going out on a tinny fishing. And then when I got there, it was a super yacht. And so, your approach to a super yacht versus your approach to a tinny is completely different.
Mm.
The way you dress, your mindset. I had a full chili bin pack with bread rolls and chippies, pre-buttered bread rolls because I'm organized. And I had my fishing rod. I even had a little separate bag of bait. And then when I got there, it was a super yacht with crew. It was like full below deck. And a lot of people would go, you know what, I made a mistake. You guys go, have a good time. But I just went, no, I'm coming on the super yacht. Because honestly, after everything in life, the first 5 minutes is the worst. That's when you feel awkward, you feel out of place. But if you have a good time and you have good chat and you just embrace it, no one's going to remember. Like I always say, if you ask a friend, like if I say to you, the last time you hung out with your friends, did you have a good time? Yeah, great chat. We had a great time. And then I go, what was your friend wearing? You won't know. You're like, I don't know. Because none of that stuff matters. People don't remember what you look like. They remember how you make them feel. So I just went, I'm going to have a good time regardless. And also, I don't know what kind of life people live, but I don't get to go on a super yacht very often.
Yeah.
This is the first opportunity. I'm 50 years old. I'm going on the super yacht. And then I went on, and I even had the captain, they gave me a tour and everything. This super yacht had a library on it.
Wow.
Who can afford a super yacht and not a Kindle?
And you also, if the that. Super yacht sinks, all those books.
Gone. Yeah, yeah. You didn't see Rose float away on a boat. No, I need a few more. Why didn't they, after that movie, all lifeboats should just be doors. There should just be a bunch of doors there.
And they should say on the door, can fit two people.
Yes, yeah. Tried and tested.
And you've got the pre-buttered bread rolls. You know, if you're sinking, you're sweet.
Yeah, and also because chili beans float.
So, brought my own boy.
Yeah. I was ready to go.
Do you think that comedians are a kind of resilient breed of person?
Yeah, I definitely think we're thicker skin than most because you have to. You know, you're putting yourself out there, and anyone who's got a device that can connect to the internet will have an opinion on what you're doing, what you're saying. So you have to. But also, I think, like, I understand that it doesn't matter how rough it gets, in 2 days it'll pass.
Yeah.
Everything will pass. Like, you know, if you feel awkward, you feel, give it time. That's all you need. Mm. That heals. That's when they say time heals. That's what they mean. The awkwardness, when you feel like, you know, imposter syndrome, all of that. Give it 5 minutes. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Exactly. What goes into crafting a full-length comedy show like this? Do you have a starting point that you start at each time?
No, it's a lot more chaotic than you think. I make notes right through the year because I'm a storyteller, so I just talk about stuff that has happened to me.
Yeah.
So if anything funny happens, like I open the show with an update on my mum because I talk about my mum in last year's show, so I give the audience an update on that. And there was a slight snafu. She took the wrong dog home from the dog park, which it happens.
It does. You know? My parents once almost took the wrong cat home from the cat shelter. You know, we dropped him off, nearly took a different cat home.
Yeah, see, so it happens. The only difference was the dog we had was a Labrador. The dog she took was a Jack Russell. So there's a big difference. But, you know, so I talk about that and then also really, because I'd already, the show's called Fatty on a Yacht, because as soon as that whole scenario unfolded, I texted my manager and I said, lock it in, next year's show is called Fatty on a Yacht, because I think that's the biggest thing, just to think, what can I call this show?
Yeah.
Not that I think people care, but like it's good to have the bulk of it, but then the opening stuff, and that can change from city to city. Like the last time I was in Dunedin, I did a show, and on the show I talk about Jenny Craig, and people were yelling it out of their cars, Jenny Craig, Jenny Craig. And I thought, these people are really rude in Dunedin. I don't like it here. But then I didn't realise that a clip of mine had gone out that week
to promote
the show, and people were yelling that as a acknowledgement, like, oh, we watched the clip kind of thing.
Mm.
And it was literally only after I'd done the show in Dunedin when I got on the plane that – even on the plane, the air hostess went, Jenny Craig, and I went, sorry, what? And she goes, there was a clip of yours. And I went, oh, that explains it.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes I open with stuff that has happened in that city or even on the way there, sometimes hilarious stuff happens. So I like to just keep it loose, you know, in the beginning. And I think also then that just keeps triggering your creative mind. The more you write, the more you just improv stuff, the more. So my shows are generally normal comedy shows, an hour. Mine's like an hour and a half minimum, but it usually runs for an hour 45. And honestly, even then I could keep going, but I see people start going to the bathroom heaps and I'm like, I need to finish up. This is for their bathroom health.
Do you find that, you know, Kiwis can be a subdued kind of people sometimes? Do you find that there's a certain kind of comedy that resonates with them over different kinds?
You know what? I think they calm in the sense like they won't, if they don't like the comedy, they'll be quiet.
Mm.
But honestly, I find Kiwi audiences really generous. Like they laugh. If Kiwis find something funny, they tell their face and they have a good laugh.
Mm.
I think they can really be out there.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's only if they don't enjoy it that they're really quiet. But no, they can be quite raucous, and I'm here for it.
Now, the show kicks off at the new BNZ Theatre in Hamilton. I'm starting a show in Hamilton. Oversight or on purpose?
On purpose, because Hamilton's a good time, mate. It's a good time. You know, like tickets always sell fast in Hamilton. They're up for a good time. I love it, and I love Hamilton. I always say, people say Hamilton's such a hole, but I think it's just because Ngarawahia is so hard to say.
Yeah, I used to live there. And yeah. I will say, people in Hamilton, they like, the city is kind of what it is, so you got to laugh about it. You got to be resilient about it.
Yeah, but I love it. It's beautiful. How many cities in the world do you know that's got a whole river running through it? It's got the hills. It's stunning. Mm. I think if you, like, people always rag on it, but it is truly a beautiful city. I love it. I always take an extra day there. I've got a nephew who lives in Hamilton. So I go there often, and I love it. I love Hamilton.
Do you go to the gardens?
Yeah. I took my mum to the gardens 3 weeks ago.
Oh, amazing. I miss like, when a new garden would open, and you'd be like, oh, yes, yeah. Gotta go
I
to the gardens.
In the gardens.
Oh my god, amazing!
Moths flying into my head. Yeah, no, honestly, Hamilton's. I honestly don't think there's one hole in New Zealand that you go, this is terrible. Because even if it's, if you go, oof, you know, there's a lot of whatever crime or whatever, but it's all beautiful.
Yeah,
you know. So no, I love it.
Amazing. If you had a yacht, what would you call it?
Tough times. What would I like? Something. Oh, maybe I'll tap into. I'd call it Matariki.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
A little shining example.
And coming up soon.
Yeah, no, I'd call it Matariki.
Amazing. We've almost reached the end of our time here today. But just one last question: when you are you've got new material, you know, like you said, it comes from anecdotes, you kind of play with it, you test it out. Do you ever test it out on other shows or like on 7 days or something like that?
No, my poor friends have to sit through it. Like I'll tell, but now they go, are you trying a bit on me? And I'm like, yeah, maybe. Yeah, no, I do that. I honestly, I don't really work in New Zealand much anymore. When I'm here, I try to just be home, be with my mum and my family. And, you know, I'm raising two kids. I'm a touring comic. So when I'm home, I try to just be home and just focus on that.
Do your kids ever get sick of your jokes?
Sometimes. Because, you know, dad jokes are not limited to dads.
No.
You
know? Thank you so much for joining me on the program, Ursula. It's been lovely to have you.
Thank you. And I'll tell everyone in Hamilton you send your regards.
Yeah, yeah, do that, please. They'll be like, she hates it here. What do you?
I will. I'll be dragging you. I'll go, she's not keeping your name high.
No. But I have the love in my heart for the place.
There'll be a protest in front of your parents' house. I'll tell you.
Oh, see, they moved. We all moved slowly.
Oh.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. No, I do love Hamilton.
So the tour starts in December up north. You'll be making your way down the Motu and you'll be landing in Dunedin doing the Regent Theatre on December 10th. Listeners, you can get your tickets from livenation.co.nz. They are on sale now. Ursula, is there anything else you'd like to say to the lovely listeners in Dunedin?
Be kind to yourselves and wear layers.
I agree. Three layers probably today is my recommendation. And watch out for ice.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Awesome. That was Ursula Carlson on the program talking about her upcoming show, Fatty on a Yacht. You can get the tickets from Live Nation. Right now on the program, I'm going...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.